Greetings in Jesus' name, and welcome each one to the service. Visitors, it's especially good to have you all here this morning. And each one, there's a number that are missing because of the music weekend. But I'm glad for each one who's able to be here this morning. I really appreciated the songs that we sung this morning and the spirit in which they were sung this morning. And also Dalton's devotional, Psalm 1. How happy. And that thought of delighting in the law of the Lord, and David thinking about Leviticus when he said that. And there's some tremendous blessings and truths in there for us. The title of my devotional this morning is Tenaciously Follow God. I'm going to start off with a verse out of Deuteronomy 10, verse 20. It says, "Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave, and swear by his name." And recently I've just been challenged personally in closely and tenaciously following God, even in places that I don't understand why he's going there or why it feels like he's taking me there, but closely and tenaciously following God. I read a story recently. This happened a couple years ago over in Wales. A lady had wanted a getaway day. She had gotten in her little silver, I think it was a little Mitsubishi, like a station wagon, little hatchback type of vehicle, driven to a nature park. And the nature parks there, from what I understand, are similar to like national parks here, except that it's not just pristine wilderness. There's, you know, people have their farms there, they work their farms, but anybody's allowed to go. So if you want to picnic with the sheep, you can do that as long as you don't spook them. And so she had gone and had this relaxing morning at this nature park, and then she went to the little local town there to get some lunch. And after she got some lunch, she went and did some shopping. She came back to her vehicle, and the back of, all around her vehicle, were people taking pictures with their phones and talking and pointing. And she thought, what is the matter with my car that this whole crowd of strangers has gathered around and is staring at it and taking pictures of it? And as she got closer and started looking herself, she saw the back of it, on like that tailgate that raises up, was just blanketed with bees, thousands and thousands of honeybees. And what had happened, of course, it was a swarm. Somehow, when she was there at the nature park, a bee had either gotten the queen bee that was starting the new hive, had either gotten inside her vehicle, like right underneath the back window, or stuck in the seal of the tailgate there. And all these other bees had followed her the whole way to town, some of them hanging on for dear life, the others flying along as fast as they could. And she parked and walked away oblivious to this fact, and they just came piling in there, thousands and thousands of them. And she didn't know what to do, but fortunately a local there knew some beekeepers, and he got a hold of them, and they came to get it, and the police came and kept everybody back. And pretty much everyone stayed away except, to quote the story that I read, it said a drunk bloke coming out of a nearby pub who tried to swipe them off with his hand and got royally stung for his efforts. But other than that, the beekeepers came in there, and they got a number of stings as well, but they also managed to capture this queen bee, put it in a cardboard box, and they were quite pleased with themselves. They had got this all taken care of, and they set the box there on the back of the vehicle, and they were talking for a little bit, and the box fell off, the wind blew it off, knocked it down, but that was okay. They got it back, and anyhow, everything was good. She got back in her vehicle and drove away, got home, and this swarm came and settled back on her car again. What happened was when that cardboard box fell off, the queen bee fell out and went zooming back to her familiar little place in the seal of the vehicle again, and all the other bees came swarming in again, followed it all the way to her house. So long story short, beekeeper came again a day or two later, got the queen for real this time, took it to the nature park, put it in a hive somewhere, and everything was good. But what struck me about that story was how dedicated those bees were to following their queen. The back of that hatchback was not their natural habitat. It was not a fun place for them to be. Trying to keep up on this car as it was zooming down the highway, that could not have been a good day for them. But they were determined to just stick with their queen, tenaciously follow her. If you turn with me to Psalm 63, it made me think of our reliance on God and how we should tenaciously follow him and cling to him. And David wrote this psalm, Psalm 63, about the tenacious way in which he clung to the promises of God. This was written while he was on the run from Saul. So I'm going to read this psalm, Psalm 63. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. My mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go down into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speaketh lies shall be stopped. And there are several points that I see in this prayer. One of them is that God is the first resort, not the last. He says, early will I seek thee. I'm going to start there. I'm going to start by seeking God and tenaciously following him. Just the same way that queen bee was the first and the final thought for that swarm of bees, so it should be with us and God. Another thing I see is that the presence of God is a necessity for life, as well as a refreshment in life. And David here likens it to water. And the metaphor of dry and thirst was especially poignant coming from David, since this was likely written in the wilderness of Judah when he was hiding from Saul. But the presence of God is a necessity, just as water is a necessity, but it's also a refreshment, just as water is also a refreshment. Another thing I see is that I give my life to be in his will, because that's where fulfillment and true life is. I see that I will know when I am in God's presence, because I will experience joy. And I think that ties in with what Dalton was talking about this morning, is that happiness, the deep-seated happiness, the sense of joy in adversity comes only from God. So I will know I am in the presence of God when I can sense joy in adversity. I see that times of mental stress are the times when I seek God more. When David talks here about in the night watches, I picture in my mind him lying awake or maybe sitting at the mouth of a cave listening. Is Saul coming? Is it okay if I fall asleep tonight? Will he sneak up on me and capture me if I fall asleep? I have to stay awake. I have to be vigilant. And in those times, he says, now my heart turns to God. In those times of extra mental stress, my heart turns to God and I seek him more. And David knew what he was talking about when he talked about that. I see that we are to pursue God's vision. He said, my soul follows hard after you. And I love that word picture. It's the picture to me of someone who is so close that they're about bumping heels. You know what I mean? When someone's walking so close behind you that they're just about stepping on your heels, following hard after God. And I think when we do that with God, that's the sense of we want to see, we want to know every aspect of God's will and work in my life. Seeing the opportunity in the difficulty, seeing the growth in the setback. And I see that our rejoicing is in God, not our circumstances, because he is always worthy of rejoicing, even when our circumstances are not. So in conclusion, the back of a silver station wagon was not a natural, it was not a comfortable place for a swarm of bees to live or to thrive. But by tenaciously following their queen, those bees ensured their long-term survival. And it's the same way for us and God. as we tenaciously follow him, he'll lead us to places that are not natural, not comfortable, but our survival lies in tenaciously following him. Because when we follow him, we place our survival and our thriving in the right place. Wherever God is, that's the right place for us to be. So my encouragement to you and to myself is that we tenaciously follow God this week, this circumstance, this month, this year, this lifetime. And if we do, he'll lead us to the best place.